Log Talk Radio.
Grizzly's Growls presents The IDSL, the show that tries to play every tune by every Minnesota artist on GarageBand.com, if they let me, and if it doesn't suck. Now, here's your host, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Well, good evening, folks. This is the IDSL for July 14th, 2009. It is about 9 p.m. here in Central Time, that is Duluth, Minnesota. And it's raining outside, big thunderstorm blowing through. And yes, this is me, Grizzly Smith, your host. I have am going to try to go kind of quickly today, although I'm going to try to do the full 30 minutes. However, with the thunderstorm blowing through, we have had the power blink off every now and again. So if I suddenly disappear, you might well know why. Now, I, as it turned out, happened to miss a song on the list from yesterday, and I wanted to get that done, so I'm going to be going a little bit more quickly than I might otherwise, because I've got 6 songs instead of 5 songs, and I usually only have time for the 5 anyway. So, the first one, the one that I missed yesterday, is a little tune called Baby's Crazy from the Good For You Band. You remember the Good For You Band from the other day, perhaps? From Minneapolis, Minnesota, they're a pop rock band. Aaron on guitar and vocals, Josh Owens on guitar and vocals, John Benfield on drums, and Mike Wadzink on bass and vocals. The tune is called Baby's Crazy and So Funky You Can Smell It. Well, actually, it does have a kind of a good funky beat to it. That's why I thought it didn't suck. So here's Baby's Crazy from the Good For You Band.
Thank you.
Baby's Crazy from the Good For You band. That did have a nice funky beat to it. I kind of like that one. Now, what else we got here? Just getting to the normal list for today, since, of course, I messed up and didn't do it right yesterday. Let's try a little better this time. It is, the next one up is something called Backward from Room... Backward from Room 101. Room 101 is out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Mid-tempo punk rock from Minnesota. They describe their music. Formed as the Impossibles around 1995. Switched to Room 101 in 1997. Acquired a Robots to play the drums in 2000. Wonder if they're still around. The band is listed as Justin on guitar and vocals. Natron 6000X version 2.1 on drums, and Travis on bass and vocals. And the tune is called, what did I say that was called? Backward from Room 101 from the 1999 album This Is the Revolution Rock. Okay. Backward, Room 101. Backward from Room 101 out of, what did I say, St. Cloud, Minnesota. That wasn't actually too bad. I don't generally like punk, but that didn't sound too terribly punkish. Not a lot of screaming and whatnot like you young people do these days. Moving right along, we have, remember we're doing this in alphabetical order, and for some reason the next thing showing up in alphabetical order is something called Backward Skaters from Brenda Neighborhood. The funny thing about Brendan Aberhood, by the way, is out of Moorhead, Minnesota. The funny thing is not that it's alternative rock or listed as skronk, but basically Brendan Aberhood consists of the bassist of Crap Barf on his own. Yes, that's right, folks, the famous Crap Barf. There's a hopeful thought, huh? Most of Brendan Aberhood's songs end up being songs for my other project, FUP, see FUP on MySpace. The young man involved, in fact, is a fellow by the name of Michael Murphy. No, not the guy who sings and somebody else. Anyway, this one is called Backward Skaters from Brendan Aberhood. And, well, it doesn't suck. Backwards Skaters Only from Brendan Aberhood, and that is in fact, that didn't suck. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, since we are in fact going in alphabetical order, as it turns out, we do have something else called Backward. Why that didn't come after the other Backward, I don't know. It's just works out that way. But we also have a tune called Backward. It is from the Toasters. Toasters? Tofters. I wonder if it's Toasters or Toasters. I don't actually know. Let's look and see what they have to say about that, since, of course, I got a little bit behind and I was playing with something and wasn't paying attention. Backward from the Toasters. And the Toasters list their music as alternative rock, multiple styles of rock and pop, I guess. Started off with Eric Ross and David at the lunch table, decided they wanted to start a jazz band, which then moved on to a band that plays multiple styles of music. Our debut was at the school mini showcase, where we played some rock versions of Broadway show tunes, such as Oklahoma and Seize the Day. Oh, theater kids, as they say. We were going to record a demo with our teacher over J-Term, but that failed. Instead, we jammed constantly throughout January and wrote more and more songs. We're currently recording our first CD demo entitled Eclectic Squishy Pop. Thanks to Matty Rowell for the name. In Eric's basement, we have included that we are the most random-looking band ever. I'll take your word for it. Eric Mason on keyboards, guitar, and vocals. David Belt on drums and vocals. Ross Orenstein on bass and vocals. The Toasters, little thing, T-O-F-S-T-E-R-S, not Toasters, no, Toasters, playing something called Backward. Backward from the Toasters. That was actually pretty. It was nice. I like that. Anyway, since I have just not enough time to do everything I need to do, probably, I am going to rush right along here with the next one we have up, which is something from Brian Hemsey. Brian Hemsey is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. As he says, he plays blues rock. After playing many and many different projects over the years, things ranging from variety rock cover bands to original metal to Hendrix tribute bands, I decided to start releasing all my own material under my own name. I've been a player since I was 13, never stopped trying. I recorded my first CD entitled Doing Fine with my friend Joe Simmons on drums back in 2003. Played all the bass lines and guitar tracks and vocals. After years of hard work and many setbacks, I released Doing Fine in June of 2009. So that's June 2009, that's not very long ago. I have many songs I plan on releasing. Visit me on CD Baby and at MySpace Music. Well, I'll tell you what, the album Doing Fine is in fact available on GarageBand.com on his site, and apparently on CD Baby and so on. The band consists of Brian Hemsey on lead vocals and all guitars, and Joe Simmons on drums. And the tune is called Badass Blues. Let me see if quick if he's got anything he says about Badass Blues. Wrote this song, recorded it in 1 hour, just a little improv on basic blues, which is nice anyway, isn't it? Badass Blues from Brian Hemsey. Well, that was short. Badass Blues from Brian Hemsey. The last one I've got up is something called Bad Attitude from Michael J. Papke and the Rain. You may recall a long while back I played something from Michael J. Papke and the Rain. They are from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They play classic hard rock. Simply put, we are the only band in Minnesota that matters, they say. Okay. Having performed over 2,000 shows in our career, we are now one of the most downloaded bands on the web today, appearing on over 300 music sites worldwide, have airplay on numerous web radio stations such as 365live.com, etc., etc., etc. Tune in and find out what the real Minneapolis sound is all about. Fine with me. As I recall, I played something from them back when I was playing the ones that started with punctuation, so I think actually the Rain actually has more than one site on GarageBand, too. Gerald Peterson on bass and lead vocals, and Darren Hendershot on drums and vocals, and Mark Schenker Peterson, a rhythm guitar and lead vocals, and Michael Pipke on lead guitar. The tune is called Bad Attitude, as I recall. So let's check that out, and that actually is going to be my last one. If I don't, I may not have time. I might just have to go to IDSL out right from this. So catch you next time. IDSL out on this one. Bad Attitude, Michael J. Papke and the Rain.
Get all your friends and scream and shout. We're gonna suck them down till you're upset. Tonight. tonight we're leaving to your mess. Look out. Rock your face off. Feel the power. Rock your face off. Each and every hour. Screaming, grinding, burger guitar. Slam to back, up to the bar. Pilton voice drives through your head. We'll take you to just what we said. After working a week, and no one's gonna tell ya you need to sleep. We rock all night till your feet can't move, and your head will be banging out to the groove, little guy.
Thank you for listening to the IDSL. The It Doesn't Suck list is based on a search for tunes by Minnesota artists on GarageBand.com, sorted by the name of the song. We make no guarantees to play everything, just everything we can get away with. Theme music is 140 Times from Rock On, also an IDSL tune from earlier in the list. Comments are welcome at GrizzliesGrowls.com. This show is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 license. Thanks again, and talk at you later.